We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
About some things that are going on in our country, but I think that we are awesome and I love us.
It's a beautiful day.
.98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now at 7:46 here on a Tuesday. Three big things.
Three.
Bone-chilling start to the new year across the U.S.
Two.
Man shot during street robbery in North Wichita.
One.
A man faces charges in California in connection with Wichita police shooting. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, we've got a report, Pawnee and Belmont, the report there of a house fire. They were firefighting there. Water was getting out onto Pawnee. It was freezing. Some sand trucks were helping out there. Probably still a good idea to avoid the area. Pawnee and Belmont, east of George Washington Boulevard. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Becoming partly sunny today with a high of 24 degrees. Yesterday's high was 16. Mostly clear and cold tonight, the overnight low 15. Wednesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 31. Now mostly cloudy, an east wind at 5 miles per hour. Temperature is 9 degrees, gives us a wind chill of 0. Hatman Jack's wishes to thank their customers for a great holiday season. Go in now for great end-of-the-year sale items while they last, including a large selection of caps and hats to keep you warm. Hatman Jack, 601 West Douglas in Delano at the clock tower. 7:48 now with Steve and Ted. And Ted, a monthly index that comes out from Creighton University is a measure of the economy here in the Midwest.
Right.
The December Creighton University Mid-America Business Conditions Index, a leading economic indicator for the nine-state region that includes Kansas, rose for the month, pointing to healthy growth for the next 3 to 6 months. The Business Conditions Index, which ranges from between 0 and 100, climbed to 59.0 from November's 57.2. This is the 13th straight month that the index has remained above growth neutral, continuing to point to positive growth for the region over the next 3 to 6 months.
All right.
This month's supply managers were asked to identify the greatest economic challenge facing their company's profitability over the next 5 years. And it's something we've been hearing about. Approximately 44.7% named increasing foreign competition as the biggest threat, while more than one in five, or 21.3%, indicated the shortage of qualified workers.
Yeah, staffing.
Be the greatest challenge
in the global marketplace.
Yep. Over the past 12 months, the regional manufacturing sector has added approximately 29,000 jobs, a 2.1% expansion in manufacturing, which is really good, because those manufacturing jobs, are aircraft jobs, and they pay well, and they really stimulate
the economy.
Those
are all things that Donald Trump campaigned on
in
2016 to get to the presidency.
Got some people's attention, and the Ernie Goss there at Creighton University, he's been doing this for several years, and he's gaining attention just by monthly is what he's doing here, because it's a very interesting index, as a lot of people are watching that to see how the economy's going to go here in Kansas and other states in the Midwest. Wall Street capped 2017 with a loss, weighed down by a broad slide in light trading ahead of the New Year's holiday. But despite the downbeat end to the week last week, the stock market finished 2017 with its strongest year since 2013. The S&P 500 gained 19.4% for the year. The Dow ended the year with 25.1% gain.
The Dow
25.
Dow went up 25%.
Man.
In 1 year.
The NASDAQ gained 28.2%.
Wow.
And the small cap Russell 2000 closed out 2017 with a gain of 13.1%. You're talking about the NASDAQ with over 28%.
That's a massive.
Most folks say, and investors will say, or advisors will say, if you can get return of 11% a year, that's really doing good, 10 or 11%. Markets have been doing great the past year. Both Republican senators here in Kansas are expressing concerns that Any major changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement could have a negative impact on the state's economy. Republican President Trump has been a persistent critic of NAFTA. Senators Pat Roberts and Jerry Moran say they're open to improvements, but agree that NAFTA needs to preserve or expand export opportunities. Moran said in a newsletter that withdrawing from the agreement would hurt farmers and ranchers and cost the state jobs. Roberts says the U.S. economy has grown because of agreements such as NAFTA. So both of our Republican senators here, not too keen on the idea of just getting rid of NAFTA.
Pulling the plug on it.
Maybe we can improve it, though. I think that's what the president's trying to argue. There are ways they can maybe improve it. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. A sales burst for Airbus. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Happy New Year.
Yes,
sir. A flurry of new year-end orders for Airbus. Company on Thursday announcing 480 aircraft orders. That includes firming up a deal that had been previously announced, 430 aircraft for Indigo Partners. That pushed Airbus's order total for December to more than 700. Almost all of them are for the narrow-body A320 model. When final adjustments are made, Airbus could go over 1,000 orders for the year. Boeing had 840 through December 19th. A new study shows Wichita is in its top five for startup costs. Smart Assets says Wichita ranks number four. The organization estimates it costs about $237,000 to start a business in Wichita in 1,000 square feet of commercial office space with five full-time employees. The top three, Chattanooga and Knoxville, Tennessee, and Greensboro, North Carolina. Breaking news this morning. It's a Wichita Business Journal exclusive. Martin Pringle Law Firm making a move. It'll move out of the Ruffin Building downtown and be a part of the new development in the Spaghetti Works area. Last month, TGC Development Group, Landmark Real Estate and Sunflower Development, announced a $23 million development in the 600 block of East Douglas. Martin Pringle will be a part of that, moving out of the Ruffin Building. Our Brian Horwath has the details on our website in a story, WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Hey, will the last person out of the Ruffin Building downtown turn the lights off and lock up the door?
Yeah, they decided to make a move. Their lease was up, and they had an opportunity here. So
I'll tell you what, I'd love to be there. With the radio station.
The Ruffin Building?
No. Yeah, the Spaghetti Works.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere in Old Town, because then I would be about, 3 miles from where I live. I wouldn't have to commute very far. But we have pretty good digs right here.
Oh, yeah.
We have some nice facilities. You've been here, right?
I have. I was there, a week ago,
yeah,
2 weeks ago?
Came in and spent a little time with us live right here. Said, that was nice. I liked having you with me.
That was very nice.
Yeah, that Old Spice cologne you wear is really nice. Felt like it was on a ship somewhere.
Yeah. You could hear the whistle.
Yeah. Originating in France, cream puffs are also known as profiterole or choux à cream. This is National
Something
Cream
like
Puff
that.
Day, and that's my French, which is no good at all. Cream puffs are a French dessert pastry filled with whipped cream, pastry cream, ice cream, or custard. Oh, boy. They may be served plain or sometimes decorated with chocolate sauce. Caramel sauce, or dusted with powdered sugar. Of course, I may have put on a pretty good cream puff at DeFazio's.
DeFazio's serves up one of the best in town.
If I'm going to DeFazio's, I'm going cream puff, I'll tell you that, from the get-go. How about you boys? Where are you guys on the cream puff controversy?
I'm a fan.
I'm not really a cream puff person.
You're not a cream puffer?
No. I'm more of an eclair guy.
Oh, well, to each his own. That seems
go wrong with a real good eclair.
Well... Mike, you're just right in the middle on everything, aren't you, Bill?
Tried to be.
Is there a good cream puff place in Kansas City?
Oh, I'm sure there are. It's just I don't go seeking out cream puffs.
Oh, you're not on the cream puff hotline or anything like that then? Okay. Well, celebrate today. It's National Cream Puff Day, okay?
Sure.
Thank you, gentlemen. 7:55 coming up at 8 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. And we'll be telling you about the weather and how bone-chilling. You already know this, but we're going to tell you how bad it is all across the U.S. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.